A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Been a fun show so far. Thanks for all the texts. Of course, the phone calls for Dr. Love last segment. You can always text in at 402-464-5685. We start off Hour 3 on a Friday with special guests in studio. We've had one of them before, our good friend Charlie Colon, of course,
Charlie.
From Chick-fil-A. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, fellas.
Good to see you. And to my left here on the screen is Joe Fagler, of course, the president of the for this new Sandhills Global Youth Complex at First and Cornhusker Highway. Good to meet you and good to see you, Joe. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Appreciate it, guys.
And the reason why we have Joe and Charlie here is because if you have not been, heading towards the Lincoln Airport at all, or just taking Cornhusker Highway, and you've not been in, the north part of Lincoln, you are missing out on what I would call an absolute spectacle for this city.
Saw it Sunday.
It is, it's remarkable, I guess. Charlie, start with you. You're the board of directors. How many fields are there right now at the complex, and how long in general has this been in progress for, in terms of thought?
Yeah, a long time. I think probably 15 years the board has been working on this thing, and as of today, we've got 8 fields, all turf, all able to take about 2.5 to 3 inches of rain and be playable in about 45 minutes with a drainage system. So when you think about the opportunity to have games, to allow that place to thrive, all turf was a no-brainer. So we've got a four-field wheel out on the west side, fences at 300 down the lines, 325 in the center. Field number 5 that sits in the middle, high school size regulation field and Husker baseball's all-turf practice field. Field 6, Nebraska Westlands Championship softball field. Field 7, Nebraska Westlands Championship baseball field. And then field 8, Homer's Heroes, and a field for physically and mentally disadvantaged kids that I think is one of the biggest anchors of the entire complex. To be able to provide opportunities for all age groups and serve our city well with this type of complex, bring it on. Let's go.
You said it's been in work for 15 years, the conversation to make this possible.
Yeah.
And now here it is. It is a beautiful site in Lincoln.
We open now. Is it open, Joe?
It is open. We've had...
Get into that microphone, Joe.
Yep. Yeah, it has opened. We've had quite a few practices, probably 100 some practices far. The weather's been amazing, the January, early February weather. So Nebraska was on a ton. Westland's been on a ton. We've had probably 150 youth practices out there, baseball and softball, in the last 3-4 weeks. Jeez. So kids are, we just want everybody out there this year. We want as many eyeballs, as many kids playing on as possible. And they're big smiles on kids' faces when they leave right now, and it's been amazing.
Joseph, do you need volunteers to help make this go?
We'll take everybody we can get.
Really? How do they? Now, I don't. Can you say how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, we have contact info on our website, our Sand Hills Youth Complex website. We're going to employ probably 40 to 50 people out there, probably 25 on the ground side, 20 in concession stands, plus our management team. So we're going to have a big team. We're going to be efficient. We're going to be well-prepared and try to deliver a great product for the city.
Now, people will be curious in terms of how if you're driving by the complex, how often will you see the fields occupied? We're talking about tournaments every weekend. How often do you guys you expect to have tournaments or events happening at the complex?
Starting probably last week through the end of July, the lights will be on every night.
Every single night?
Every night.
Except maybe the 4th of July. We'll take that off. But the rest of the summer, spring, summer, we're going to be busy. I think we've got about 2,500 games out there scheduled currently. And that's just...
Whoa, pause it. 2,500 games scheduled.
Yeah, it's been an awesome thing. We got all the youth select teams together early in the process, and we formed a league with those guys. 91 youth teams from age 8 to 14 to play on our weeknights. So there's 550 weeknight games out there during the spring, summer. Plus the 16 to 18 tournaments, plus all the West End games. The Babe Ruth League is going to be out there on a Monday night. Tons of softball. And we haven't even started working on the fall yet.
Can you imagine more to come. Planning?
No, I can't. I really can't. I drove by it on Sunday. My first thought, I go, how incredible the field looked. I was like, when you drive by it, it looks like you're at Fenway as far as what it looks like. It just blew my mind at that. And then obviously how large it is, the number of fields. But I was like, everything was done so first class. What were these teams doing? What were these other teams doing when there wasn't a complex like this? Where were they going? Where were they playing?
Yeah, you know, the city parks, all the city parks, and they've been playing at those. What we're hoping to deliver is just a place where they can really call home and schedule teams from out of city, out of state, and have a place that they're proud to bring teams to, and teams that want to come back, stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants, do all that stuff, make the city
a
better place.
Think about the income you've brought to this city, because there'll be so many teams coming from out of state, right?
Quite a few.
They have to get hotel rooms. They have to do this. Right here at the Hampton Inn, right across the street, they can be staying there.
Open soon. Exactly.
Open soon. Open soon.
Exactly. Yes.
So this complex is basically first in Cornhusker.
That's correct.
Yeah. So if you haven't been out there, if you live in Lincoln, you don't get to that part of town very often, go buy it. I mean, and really at night it is striking. Field turf. That's what we're talking about.
The field turf absolutely is what blows your mind. That's the part that really blows your mind. It really is. Like I said, and then you guys can get up and running because you have a team come in, right? Or a major tournament. These guys are coming in from all over the place, like that, other cities, other states. And all of a sudden they get a rainstorm. It could be like, yeah, we're out. It's over. You guys aren't. It's like, no, we're down for about a half hour.
Bill, I took a 13U team back when my son was playing to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All turf complex. It almost mimics exactly what we have. Downpour that morning, called into the helpline, thought there's no chance we're going to play it at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll be ready at 11. What do you mean we'll be ready at 11? Just took 2 inches of rain, got out there, no problem.
Really?
And
really?
So when you think about 2,500 games, that's without scheduling in the fall.
Hmm.
That is teams coming from, and correct me if I'm wrong, California, Oregon. You've got teams coming from Hawaii around the College World Series time.
The 808.
It is a destination, you guys. And I think one of the things that we talk a lot about, just in terms of the public-private venture, like our city has been fantastic in coming alongside of us to make this thing a reality. It is economically going to be an incredible push. But from a well-being perspective, to be able to provide families 38 acres of space to just set up shop Friday through Sunday in a tournament, all the amenities close to downtown, you've got Haymarket Park, you've got the Salt Dogs, you've got Boland Stadium right there. Like, there's so many things that we can get them.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
To see and experience while they're here, I think it's just it's a game changer.
So Breakers, what you're hearing right now, they've changed Lincoln.
They truly have.
This is what's happened. They have completely changed Lincoln with one concept. Incredible.
Is this your full-time job now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It sounds like a pretty busy time.
Because it sounds like a full-time
job. Yeah, who's answering the phone like it? Is it a 24-hour helpline?
Pretty much. I'm on call 24 right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're like a college recruiter. Yeah, I feel it.
You know, to that point, you guys, so we hired Joe as the exec director. Extreme competence in regards to baseball and softball, and he's a guy that grew up right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. I played for his dad at Lincoln Northeast. I used to coach him at Wesley. That's Bill. Yeah, great people.
Bill's your dad.
He is.
He's a legend. Bill Fagler's a legend.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Rockets. Yeah.
And then we hired Tom Lemke as our director of marketing and HR. Lemke was a rock star baseball player at Nebraska 10 years ago.
Lemke.
And so.
I'll be damned.
You guys could just go on tour. Just tour around Nebraska. And it'd be like a. It would be like the Beatles are showing up.
I don't know, but that. What a service you're providing. It's incredible.
You guys told us also that parking for 700 cars, that was just it.
That's what I was going to ask.
700 parking spots.
And that might not be enough eventually, possibly.
We hope it's not enough at some point in time. I think the job that Joe and Tom are doing, you said organization, like you have to run this thing like it's Disney World or the Ritz-Carlton or whatever.
Disney.
But at the end of the day, we would love to be so stretched that you have to think about what's next. And so when I think about the mission and purpose of the board and the reason I got involved with folks like Brad Carell, Roger Severin, Dan Muehlheisen, like all of these legacy minds, Jeff Maul, that were so critically important to helping us keep in mind, and we say this all the time at the board, keep the main thing the main thing. Yes, turf is important. LED lights are amazing. Mm-hmm. We've got to serve families and young athletes. We've got to continue to serve families and young athletes well, provide an experience that will want, they're going to have such a deep desire to come back year after year after year. And so when I think about Joe and Tom and the crew that we've hired, their mission and purpose is in the right spot, you guys. We're in good hands with these folks.
Oh, yeah. Your mission statement's unbelievable. Like you said, it's kids first. Families first, experience first, and then you made everything else feed into that.
Absolutely.
And parking.
And parking. If you show up to a place and you can't get there, right away, it's like the first thing you do, it's pretty comfortable. I can pull in here. I got a spot. And wow, what a
700
job.
Places to park.
That's a ton.
And I love what you said, though. You hope that's not enough eventually. Mm-hmm. You'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
There's other land out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the other thing, that the partnership with Nebraska Westland and with the University of Nebraska, just huge opportunity, right? The Huskers are playing 78% of their games on turf or whatever it is this year, the ability to practice out there. Rhonda Revelle was out and said it was the first year at some point in time in her career that they've been able to play a full scrimmage prior to their first game because there was AstroTurf. So the Husker softball team's out there as well.
They went out there and played a practice game.
Absolutely.
Rhonda.
And does Will go out there?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's why I didn't put together Will in my
pulled.
Head. They went out there and practiced.
Oh, yeah. Field 5 is their primary practice field. And then on the wheel, Husker softball goes out and uses field 1 or 3 or whatever it is, and they're out there as well.
Yeah, Nebraska is able to you know, they get out there early. They do a full-on spring training out there. They got four fields going. They got pitchers on a field. They got catchers on a field. They got outfielders on a field. It's a great deal
for them.
Game
changer.
So I asked, you know, in terms of the future and the goals, obviously you're off to an incredible start. And you said you want to hopefully at some point have, you know, not have enough capacity for all the cars there. What is like, is there an ultimate dream for what you want to host or something down the road that you think they'd be incredible to have this event come to Lincoln?
Yeah, so 16 fields is the magic number. That's a magic number in the landscape of youth baseball and softball tournaments. If you can get to 16 high quality fields like that, now you're talking major player in some national, you know, big time tournaments. And that's where we'd like to get someday.
Okay, and refresh me. You're at what right now?
We have eight.
Eight
currently.
Okay, so this will expand.
We hope.
That's the hope.
Absolutely. No, it will.
Yeah. The Little League World Series is aware. The Little League World Series is
watch
aware.
Out, Pennsylvania.
They're
coming
very
for
aware
you.
Of what's going on.
Williamsport.
They're like, hey, Williamsport.
That'd be a tough pull.
This is going pretty cool, but check out Lincoln. Check out what those guys doing down over there.
There's
wow.
some power in this room
There's
right now.
There's some power in this room. I feel, I do. It's intimidating. Really is.
It's the San Jose Global Youth Complex again at First and Corner Street. If you've not driven out there, just do yourself a favor. Drive out there today, this weekend, and check it out, because I'm telling you, if you've not been there, it will blow your mind. It is a stunning sight in Lincoln. I hadn't driven by until about a month ago. I said, what? Yeah. Oh, this is the complex. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I got
this is incredible.
We had some youth teams out a few weeks ago practicing on a Sunday, and the number of texts that I got from parents, they're little guy, little gal standing at home plate with their bat. They were just taking pictures like that's going to be their Christmas card this year. The extreme happiness and opportunity to play on a field like that. Mm-hmm. True hops with turf, mm-hmm. not getting rained out, and in a complex that, I mean, obviously when you open something brand new, everything's bright and shiny. But going back to the mission and purpose, right? Let's make sure we keep the main thing the main thing. Let's make sure these tournaments run awesome. Let's make sure that it's a place that people want to come to every year, and it's a destination, mm-hmm. not just a set of baseball and softball
Joseph,
fields.
You got a big job.
Yeah. There's worse things I could be doing.
No.
Hanging out at a ballpark all day talking baseball and softball is a pretty good deal.
Is there concessions?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Got a concessions
two
manager?
Big
Absolutely.
Two big concession stands will be full service concessions. We'll have all the amenities.
So here's a critical question. It's a little off, and only me and Steve will understand this, how this happens. Back in the day, if you went to the games and you weren't playing, like they hit a foul ball out of the park and you retrieved it, you got like a quarter.
Ooh, good
what, do you
question.
Guys, what are you guys doing with foul balls? What's the situation if they retrieve a foul ball?
Balls.
Yeah, we need to, just like the, you know, the old small town parks sponsored by a bank, you know, you get a quarter for the ball that's sponsored by somebody. So we'll get a bank on board to give us a couple of rolls of quarters and
absolutely.
Get that going.
I'm telling you right now,
we're thinking here.
It was
dreaming
a big
here.
Deal. Foul balls are a big deal.
There will be foul balls.
There will be foul balls. So, guys, that's something that just makes you aware of it.
We are 100% cashless out there, so we're going to have to come up with a cashless token or something that they can redeem at the this concession stand.
Won't be quite as much fun.
Joseph will figure it out.
Oh, he'll have a plan. This plan is insane.
Once again, we are joined in studio by Charlie Colon, of course, the board chair for the complex, the San Jose Global Youth Complex, and Joe Fegler, the director of the San Jose Global Youth Complex. Check it out. First and Cornhusker events every night now through the end of June and July, you said, basically, every single night. 2,500 games scheduled.
This screams live remote.
We should go out. I love it. I was thinking the same thing when I walked in this morning.
We should go to the show out there.
We should be out there. Absolutely.
Jake is the man to talk to.
We can make it happen.
Yeah.
Joe and Charlie, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in, and we look forward to seeing how this all goes next few months and check it out ourselves.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
When we come back, it's time to eat some beef jerky. Next, an early break from the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.